95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact. What an ugly day, though. Blah! My clouds are gone. I'm not happy anymore.
By ugly, you mean perfect?
Yeah. As most definitions.
Perfect, sunny, yes. Relatively cool.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. So good. Bring the clouds back.
Love it. Ah! Couldn't love it more.
No!
Coming up on today's show, Sluggo found, where'd you find the guy that plays backwards?
Stu sent it to us, who was just on in for Marcy. Marcy feeling better, BTW all as well. But yeah, Stu was sent it to me the other day.
There's a guy that plays a Metallica song backwards.
Yeah.
And then he reverses it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Metallica.
And also sounds like most Beatles songs.
It's pretty freaky.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It must have taken forever to figure out.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, you need to see the video. We'll post that on our precious little Kevin and Sluggo Twitter. But we'll play it for you as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sluggo's never heard of Winnebago, man.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
That makes me so happy. Because it's something that I've spent, I don't know, maybe a year total,
right,
at different times in my life obsessing over.
Nice.
Obsessing. He's my soulmate.
Well, I look forward to meeting
him. So I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Crocs are the new black.
That's good to know.
I don't know if you saw this, but Crocs are getting pretty popular.
Again.
Huh.
Yeah, they came back around not too long ago.
Who never stopped?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy.
Oh, really? Oh, you in shorts and Crocs.
I would.
Forever.
I mean, listen, they're hideous. I would ask for them for Christmas. My kids would give them to me and say, yes, as long as you don't go outside in them.
Did you obey?
For a long time, I did, yes.
Now that they're growing, they don't know.
Right? I mean, and now everybody, like normal, is watching me to see where fashion is going to
Sure,
go,
of course.
Like
I'm always,
they do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I read all your magazine reports.
And Justin Bieber has a new line of Crocs that are out that are hideous. How do you take something that's ugly
and make it uglier?
And paint it bright yellow and make it uglier.
Like Jed the Fish's weird yellow van used to drive around. Giant yellow thing.
Makes no sense.
No.
And also this hour, we have a chance for you to win $500 on our 1 second of nonstop.
Stop wrong. I also want to show you something really sexy, Kevin. Are you ready to see something
finished.
Really sexy? I know. That's why I jumped
Am
in.
Am I ready to see something sexy?
Yes. It's on my arm.
Mm.
Ta-da.
Look at you. You got your shot today.
I got my second Moderna shot.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel fine. I don't
Excellent.
Feel anything at all.
Excellent.
I fell deep sleep for about 20 minutes, but that happened.
That's
a
it?
Lot.
Yeah. That's normal
Super
you.
Deep sleep. Yeah, that's daily. But I don't know. I don't think it's anything.
That you should smoke less weed.
That's never going to happen.
It's fantastic. Your second shot. I'm getting mine on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Things are coming around, man.
So you can't get COVID a third time.
No,
Two's
please.
Enough, huh?
Two's too many. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I asked Sluggo a couple days ago if he's ever heard of Winnebago, man, and he said no.
Nope. Not that I think that.
And I've never been more excited. Because Winnebago Man is one of those things where it's old. It's probably 15 years old.
Right.
And people, it's become a cult thing.
Right.
Where people start watching it.
Yep.
And then it became a cult thing where people started meeting at midnight and watching it. Sort of like
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror.
Right.
And then they found the guy.
Ah, nice.
And they made a movie about him. Like, a lot has been done with Winnebago Man.
Okay.
So this is a guy who makes, like, educational videos for companies.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying his best to describe a Winnebago.
Right.
And he wrote all of the copy. And this is him trying to describe the Winnebago.
Right, okay.
Clip one.
Okay.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading.
That's like us every day in
It's
here.
Like us every
yes,
day.
Yeah.
This guy's my soulmate. So then he's still trying to figure out what lines he's supposed to say, and he's getting pretty frustrated, and this is very early.
Right.
In this thing.
I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it.
It's a little bit like Casey Kasem going off
yes.
on us, but this guy's not any good at doing it at all, ever.
No.
Like, Casey was usually really good.
Also, this guy continues for quite some time.
And it's weird because it's Winnebago's. You know, it's supposed to be happy.
You
know, you're
going
to go out on the... That's awesome.
You would think
I
that he has my skill at talking. And there are days when you want to punch yourself in the face.
Oh, man. That is so true. I cannot even get the words out at all. Sometimes.
Listen to him try again.
Okay.
Got to do it again, right now. Oh, f***.
Shit.
editing nightmare.
Yeah, right? Getting way more frustrated.
Dude, it's just a Winnebago. Just talk about it.
Now the cameraman's name is Tony, and Tony is walking in and walking back out and walking in and walking back out because he can't get his lines right.
Right, right.
So Winnebago man gets mad at Tony and starts yelling at him.
Tony, do me a favor. Will you please? Will you? Will you do me a kindness?
Leave.
Yeah.
I think I want to be walking in and out of here.
I don't. That make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't slam the fucking door.
All right, hold up. Now he's going to give a speech where he doesn't want any more yelling.
I wonder if he's related to Orson Welles. But yes,
I'm going to guess no. He's going to give a speech right? Where he doesn't want any more yelling. And by the way, he's the only one yelling. Everybody else is calling.
That is usually the case, isn't
yes.
it?
No more. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me.
What?
It's going to be very hot. It's going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling. We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
I do like that. I like his cadence, I have to say. If he could just pull it together. No more yelling. The rest of the day.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Although he, again, is the only one yelling.
Right.
Now he's trying to remember what the script is, and he's very frustrated because he's the person who wrote the script.
Wow, dude, come on!
Yes.
And they fit the needs of a very diverse buyer segment. Why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
I think you've actually said that in this very studio. Literally, word for word.
This is my spirit animal. I love him.
Man, why don't I say it fucking right? What does the goddamn line say, Tony? I don't give a shit what the line is. I fucked up the word rear. I can't even read the fucking VO straight. What the fuck was that?
Getting super frustrated.
Yeah.
Now the flies come in. There's a fly that starts attacking him. You know those annoying flies?
Sure.
Where you can sort of see them, but no one else can.
Yeah,
so, like,
sure,
you're swinging at your face
even
and stuff.
More ridiculous.
And everybody's like, what's he doing?
It's the first of the plagues. Like, frogs are next.
This is the flies attacking him now.
Okay. We got flies all over the fucking place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you fucking flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. Out of here, you flies. Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
You're calling a fly
He's
a jackass.
To a fly.
The fly hears this. That's what the fly heard.
Correct, yes. But he was certainly upset at that fly.
No, I know that feeling.
And then he tries to work in a big word that he's not used to using.
Always a bad idea.
Into the copy. And then when he says it, he's like, what?
Nope.
This isn't going to work.
I got to read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning.
Right?
I can't fucking make my mind work.
Yeah, keep that clip, would you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
here's
the one where he uses a word that's too big for him.
Oh, okay.
Meat, innovation, money. Not even funny anymore. Is it? The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that? I don't know. It's just all gone. I get so goddamn diuretic when I sit here. And my mouth just never stops.
All right, hold on. Now he's at the end.
Right.
And he's really considering his life choices. And he's just super not happy with how this has been going, and this is the end.
Ain't worth it. Not this shit. Ain't fucking worth it.
Damn! It's a Winnebago commercial! Relax!
Listen. For those of us that speak like him,
I understand.
I know that feeling. Although the effing flies.
Is he still alive or did he kill himself?
No, I believe he's dead now, but they found... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but...
We gotta celebrate his life.
Agreed. That is a banger.
Right. That's so solid. Look at this picture she posted.
A word I never say.
She posted this on Instagram, Devorah, about 5 hours ago.
Love that.
Isn't that a great picture?
Yep.
Damn! That is Devorah and not dead yet. No kidding, not dead yet.
So Crocs. Let's talk about Crocs for a minute, because I've worn them constantly.
Yep, and shorts.
Sure.
Yep.
But this is Crocs.
Right.
Specifically.
Right.
Because, let's be honest, they're ugly.
Did you wear them back in the 80s?
I've worn them since I was born, of course.
You came out with them.
Yeah, I was born with them. But you look at people in the hospital, they're wearing Crocs a lot of the time because they're on their feet all day.
Right.
Super comfortable.
Because you're on your feet all day as you sit in front of a microphone.
Right. That's what I do.
Slaving over a hot microphone.
No, but I'm all about comfort.
Sure.
So I wear my Crocs and everybody makes fun of me, and I wear my Crocs and everybody makes fun of me. So it's like, all right, I don't care.
Right, right.
My feet are comfortable, so
right.
What does it matter to me?
I can't really argue that because I've never given a rat's ass what I look like. So,
I mean, you have to, I guess you have to care some.
Do you?
When you have kids.
Okay.
Because you can very easily embarrass them, which is a great power to have. But you don't want to do it if it's not,
funny.
If it's something for, like, I want Crocs for Christmas. They say, okay. And they write on the card, you cannot wear these outside the house. So I go, all right, that's fine. I'll take that.
I'm guessing you don't obey that law.
I don't, no. Because Crocs are, they're so comfortable.
Are you wearing them right now?
No. Are they hideous? Yes, they're hideous.
That was weird.
Are they comfortable?
Yes. Right.
They're comfortable.
Right.
There's no end in sight, according to this article, for the love affair between Crocs, the maker of the oft-mocked foam clog, and comfort-seeking consumers. Who wrote this? This is impossible to read.
Matt, read it again. We're looking for a moment with...
On Tuesday...
Crocs
reported that sales surged 64% in the first quarter.
What the hell is going on?
People get their fashion tips from moi.
Well, what did you do that,
thank you,
pushed it forward?
I've been wearing Crocs the whole time. Everybody's just catching up.
Oh, that's nice.
They said that they had the best sales ever in 2020. That was their year.
Really?
Yes.
Compared to the 80s even?
I don't know. I mean, imagine.
Holy cow, Batman.
Imagine any business having a banner year in the last year.
Right? So wait, everybody's hanging out at home wearing Crocs. I guess they're doing what your kids want you to do and not wear them in public.
And then there are celebrities that come along and then they have their own line of Crocs.
Sure.
And what was the guy's name? The guy with the face tattoos?
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
He had Crocs and they sold out quickly.
Right.
And now Justin Bieber has Crocs. Oh, no. He has a line of Crocs.
He's still around.
And they're bright yellow.
Oh, nice.
And
canary.
This is the report.
This one is cake, but the collab is very real.
In keeping with his yellow...
It was at this point I realized I didn't care about Crocs.
Centric clothing line, Bieber's yellow Crocs feature 8 charms you plug in the holes.
This is the reporter that drives us out of our minds.
I think we need to get her on. We need to bring her in.
But
yeah, just to annoy us.
I don't know. I always felt like it was bad to have somebody on just to mock them and make fun of them.
Like, it's what am I doing here?
That's a good point. I mean, that is a good point. But she so drives me crazy. And I was all into this Croc story. And then I heard her and I was like, oh, my God.
And they gave her the story because it's such a big one.
It's our CNN reporter that we hate. Continue. Feel so holy,
holy, holy. Justin's Crocs are as holy as his new single.
Oh, come on.
I think she just...
See, because his new single is called Holy. All right, continue.
Forget the big iPhone reveal. It's the Justin Bieber
Crocs
that are blowing up in a certain demo, and that's no Croc.
What do we think? Is it real or is it cake?
What?
It's cake.
He's got a Croc.
This one is cake, but the collab is very real.
Yeah. So, if you're a reporter and you're doing a story on Crocs, do you say it's not a Croc?
No, I do not.
Ever.
No.
No.
Well, you know why? Because I know she's going to.
It's too on the nose.
Yeah, no, because I know she's going to on CNN.
There's three N's?
In keeping with his yellow-centric clothing line, Bieber's yellow Crocs feature 8 charms you plug in the holes. Feel so holy, holy, holy. Justin's Crocs are as holy as his new single.
She just said that.
Hey, how about saying that again?
She just said that!
I'm aware.
Welcome to the Crocalypse, joked Esquire.
Well, at least she stole that from Esquire this time. And see, you're laughing, because it's actually kind of funny.
Because she stole it from somebody else.
At first, Bieber had just teased the collaboration, posting a photo of Crocs floating in a pool with a cryptic caption, soon.
Yeah, it's cryptic. How could you ever possibly figure out what soon means?
Crocs stock jumped 13%.
Wow, that quick.
That's something.
Yeah.
Talk about plugging those holes with charms.
Not going to. I'm not going to talk about
Stop
it. Not
saying that.
Yes.
Listen to Bieber try to charm with his plug.
I've been wearing Crocs since the beginning of time.
Oh, you guys are related.
I just said that.
You two are related to Justin Bieber.
That guy's stealing from
you. You're ashamed of yourself now.
And now I have my own design. You see there? I did a little rhyme.
He's perfect for her reporting.
He actually is. Could be her son.
If the shoe fits, Justin's buddy, DJ Khaled, will wear it.
Look what I just...
No, I can't hear Khaled. I can't. I can't listen to that guy. That guy makes me want to poke my ears out.
La 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 la.
Well, he's gone already. Okay, well,
okay. I just can't take him.
Has collaborated with everyone from Balenciaga, $850 a pair, to KFC. We're not kidding.
Well, no wonder KFC had the flavored...
They have chicken nuggets on the front.
Yeah, they do. But they also have candles or something you can burn that smell like fried chicken.
Yes, that's a different thing. Man,
I think I might actually buy those and burn some Crocs.
And the removable drumsticks are supposed to smell like chicken.
There it is.
Oh, man.
As KFC put it, these shoes are what fried chicken footwear dreams are made of. A bargain at $60, the same price as Bieber's.
Did you get yours?
Not really. Fans online got in line.
Not really.
Not really. I didn't really get
them. Did you get yours?
No, I
didn't. Not really.
Fans in line online.
The Crocs website seemed overwhelmed. Fix the website. It's not fair.
Fix the website.
She's reading comments now from Twitter users.
Fix the website.
Fix the website.
Next thing you know, the sold out notice went up. It's like you're tempted with a treat, then it's snatched away. And speaking of treats...
Is she still talking?
I don't think so.
Unbelievable.
I think you're just hearing her in your dreams now.
The Croc would make a heck of a dog chew.
Stop!
That's what I just said! Is she still talking?
Stop!
You're the one that played more! I need to bring in one story a day from her.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Just to... I don't
She's
know,
so bad.
Hurt ourselves. You love her. And you know, part of it is that you're excited about Justin Bieber's new Crocs.
I was.
Would you have actually bought a pair of Justin's?
No, God, no.
Okay. How about KFC?
Of course.
All right, give us one of those backwards things, Stu.
Can you talk backwards?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And so that would be...
That's KLOS.
Backwards.
You've got to identify the station.
Interesting. So you found this guitarist.
Yeah.
That we're going to feature in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's doing Metallica.
It's backwards.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
And he's playing it backwards.
Beautifully.
He's
perfectly.
Playing it forward, but...
On the video, he plays it forward, but he recorded himself doing all of it backwards, like saying the words backwards, like you just said with KLS.
Yeah. Right. And then he flips it around and
plays it forward.
Plays it forward, and it sounds good because he did it right, playing it backwards.
Yeah, he knew how to do it.
I don't feel like we're explaining this well.
No, I think it's almost impossible. Where did you find this, Stu, this guy, and this clip?
You know, that was yesterday, man.
That was a long time ago.
It's a really bad Foreigner song. Don't bring that up again.
Wow.
Thank you.
We're going to do that in about 5 minutes. But right now, we're going to give away $500 with Kevin and Sluggo's one second
of nonstop rock.
It's a new one.
Yep.
And it's worth $500. And it's worth $500.
Yep.
So you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and identify the song title and the artist, and you will win $500.
Now, Stu, don't tell anybody. You're the one who creates these things.
I know.
And I love that sometimes you don't even know what they are yourself.
I don't know what you're
about
to play.
Yeah. Well, even if you do, sometimes, I mean, I can see that. You don't even remember what they are.
Yeah, I don't remember anything. I just added a bunch of new ones, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Per your request.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, here it is. Good luck. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. If you know, call us. Be caller 13.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Bill, you're caller 13.
Bing. Wonderful, wonderful.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Did you hear it the first time?
I heard it the first time.
I'm not asking for you to identify it now, but do you think you know?
Well, hopefully upon the second listening, I'll have a better idea.
It'll punch its way through.
All right. Well, we'll play it for you one more time.
And okay. If you can tell us the name of the band and the name of the song, $500 is yours. Are you ready?
Wonderful.
All right. Bill, here you go. What is that?
Deep Purple Hush?
Deep Purple Hush. No, I'm
not.
Sorry. That's not it. Damn it.
Kind of sounded like it.
Yeah.
Sounds well, like hey, a lot great of to talk to you guys
thank
again.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for calling.
Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. So sometime between now and 5, it's worth $1,000.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know what it was either. Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song to get out everybody. And it had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
Here you go.
And here we're right for us.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forward.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward,
yeah.
But he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. So just go to it? Okay. Yeah.
All right, so
yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us.
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards, so everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
it. So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward
and it sounds good.
Yes.
Listen
check
to this
out. This is awesome.
Oh, I think that's the backward part. And now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
Figure all this out.
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy.
Able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
The White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles song. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing
he
as well.
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, it's the one. Don't forget my son. Don't lose everyone.
That is awesome.
We win all we win. Keep your feet on sin. Silver Sandy.
It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan right loves you. He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes,
at Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Sligo.
I can never say it. Yes. I'll never
it's just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Sligo. You know what it is? It's at.
Right.
And then my name and then your name.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it.
At Kevin and Sligo.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really
That's
impressive.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Scale of us. Well, thank you. Yes, I am still feeling pretty good. I had my shot about 6 hours ago, my second Moderna dose.
Nice.
And I had to sit there, you know, like you do for 15 minutes.
Right.
And I did start drooling and cursing, but I just
that's
do that.
That's the same as, yeah.
That's just nothing.
That's normal. So you feel fine.
I feel fine, man.
Excellent.
Yeah, my first shot had absolutely no reaction to it whatsoever. And so far, so good on the second one.
Are you sure they're working?
Yeah.
Are they getting into your system?
Yeah, right? I mean, I have to wonder.
There's an entire article on whether once you get vaccinated, you should do stuff like going to a gym.
Okay. I mean, it is, they say 2 weeks before it really...
2 weeks after your second shot.
One. Yes.
Yes, and I get my second shot on Saturday.
Yeah, and then you're going to the orgy up in the valley. I'm going to go to the one down in the South Bay 2 weeks.
Right, well, once you organize, you're really kind of in.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, of course.
No,
so what does the article
say?
Yeah.
2 weeks after the second shot,
right.
This doctor named Monica Gandhi, it's a pretty great last name.
That's a great name.
A professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the University of California in San Francisco says that as soon as her parents, who were elderly, were 2 weeks past their second doses, she encouraged them to go back to the gym.
Oh, good.
And part of this is because... A, it works really well, but B, that's sort of necessary for your mental health.
Yes, yes.
And especially people who get older, to keep moving in some way is actually good for their mental health. So now you have to sort of balance, well, I mean, is there a risk?
Yes.
Nothing's 100%.
Right, and this only really just kind of keeps it from killing you, basically, if you get it. You can still get it after the vaccination, apparently, at this point, but it's
most
not
people
nearly.
Don't.
No, very unlikely.
And
but
if you do, it's quite mild.
Yes.
Is what they're saying.
And that's the key.
So great news, Sluggo. You can go back to the gym. What is it that you would do?
I can't
eat
wait.
Eat out?
Yes. Yeah. That
go to
sort
a
of
restaurant?
Thing. Yeah. And I look forward to...
Would you do that 2 weeks after today?
Oh, absolutely.
You would?
Yeah,
okay.
I want to hang out with a bunch of friends and have a party. We're probably going to have a Memorial Day party, actually. A pool party. Yeah, and all that stuff. Everybody's vaccinated.
I didn't hear about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Here's your invitation.
No, it's good.
Oh, I'm sorry it spilled on, but we'll get you another one.
It's good.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You got a shout out for
someone? Yeah. We want to dedicate the whole day to Paul DeCroy. Thanks for saying this on our little Twitter page. Really, really, really dig you guys together on now my favorite radio station, KLOS.
All right.
Welcome to it, Paul.
We'll take that. Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah.
You know, we always like to talk about neighbor wars.
Yes.
I find them fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because you're living next to somebody, you can't get along on something, and that feud can go on forever.
Yeah, there's the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, so there's a place in Michigan where a dad had a farm. There was a huge farm, and he sent it down, and a couple of different people split up the farms. And
right.
They weren't happy about where the line was, where the
split.
Oh,
they're never going to be happy.
Right.
Ever.
So what did Wayne Lambarth do? He looked out the window, and he saw his neighbor, and listen to this.
Isn't that amazing?
Play that.
I will.
And listen to the report.
It's just cow poop smell.
Well, you might expect to smell a little cow poop, especially if you live on a farm in Lodi Township near Ann Arbor. And on Tuesday...
It's bad.
But the cow poop is not really coming from the cows. Well, it is. But it's also coming from this.
It's just a shit pile over there.
Well, we'll just call it a poop wall.
All right, hold on.
A poop wall.
It is a poop wall.
A wall of poop.
The guy...
has been saving it for quite some time. Wow.
And is building the poop wall on his property line. So
right.
The other guy can't do anything about it.
It's his poop wall.
It's a 250-foot...
Wow.
Wall of poop.
Now, that might deter people, by the way, from coming over. You know, like, if you really want to deter
that's
people.
That's fantastic.
Boy, every time it rains, it's going to be just a lovely...
Imagine them just sitting around going, we could build a wall of poop.
What are we going to do with all this poop?
Play some more of that.
Okay.
250-foot long poop wall. That's really close to the house.
They probably sold, like, it has some cultural or agricultural benefit.
Well, not really. See, the poop wall is really all part of a family feud.
You know, this guy sounds like one of those educational films, you know, where he's, like, talking about your intestines and he's showing
Sir
you nasty.
Sir David Attenborough?
Sure, exactly like him, yeah.
They normally spread it on the field, but... decided to make a fence out of it.
Wayne, where does all this poop come from?
Comes from the cows.
And that would be where Wayne's grandfather, Edward Lamberth, developed the farm 100 years ago.
Let me say this about this reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He's really happy.
He's enjoying this story.
He loves the poop wall
story.
He
does love this story. He sounds like that guy that was on the Today Show a million years ago with a big mustache and you do the movies. What was his name?
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like him to me. Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Edward had two sons, Owen and Raymond, and then the property was divided. And last year, when there was a dispute over a property line, well, the poop hit the farm. You've been around poop all your life on this.
I you know what, Eddie?
Here's what I love is that this guy does... I mean, you would think that if it's a normal news situation, they would maybe try to stay away from the word poop too much. This guy's rolling
around. He's happy
around
with it. Yeah,
he loves it.
And he delivers his little lines quite well.
He
What's
really
her name
does.
Over at CNN? Should take a listen.
Yes, agreed.
Well, the poop hit the farm.
That's actually really good. I mean, it's not great.
It's not great, but it's better than anything that other woman did.
You've been around poop all your life on this farm.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this shouldn't be that big a deal for you.
No, but when you got... renters, you know, they have to live with this every day. I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently ruining my morning as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like you.
How you doing?
So, okay. So what does he just want to, this guy that's putting up a poop wall just wants to move the property line?
I guess.
That's all? Of like, if they would just lose the wall, if so?
So now the guy that built the poop wall is driving his cart.
Right.
And the reporter is now chasing him down a hill.
Hey, you, come here.
Yelling, hey, tell me about the poop wall. Go back just a little bit and you'll hear him say, how you doing? That's when he starts chasing.
Nice.
Because the whole upstairs will smell like you.
How you doing?
Hey, you.
And there's the guy that put up the poop wall. Could you just talk about the poop wall here?
The compost, and he's trying to pretend like he's not doing anything.
Of course.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. But Wayne doesn't like it, though.
He doesn't, but I don't like the price of milk for what I have
done. What did he say?
I don't like the price of milk. What are you going to do?
Build a milk wall.
I guess he wanted to go back to planting the corn. Now, Wayne has tried to do something about the poop wall, but local and state officials said no.
Wayne might be complaining about the poop, but I think it's totally legal. The poop's on this guy's property.
He's very happy.
Yeah, yeah, he's
this
enjoying it.
This reporter is very happy.
Yeah.
Not Wayne's.
Poop, 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 yes.
That's not a hear a sound bite you hear every day.
Poop, 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 poop.
I have to hear that again.
Poop, 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 poop.
That's one of my favorite sound bites in a news story ever.
Yeah. It's got a good whiff of it.
Yep. And once it gets warmed up, it's like you can smell it all the way.
Oh. Nasty.
I think the reporter likes it.
Yeah. Well,
reporter's
you know,
like, gotta take off his tie and set down his microphone and camera and go roll around in it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, somebody just guessed that as our 1 second of nonstop rock.
And other people had thought that we play songs occasionally to give hints, but we can't really do that.
No, that doesn't really happen.
That's not a thing.
Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't play that. That's the contest song.
Occasionally,
yeah. That accidentally happens.
Yeah, or when somebody calls and they guess a band and we...
Yeah.
Our instinct is to go no,
right.
But we can't say that it's not that band.
Yeah, because we want to give you the money and we want to give it to you fair and square.
Sluggo and I are about fairness.
Well, don't go that far.
So
man.
We're going to play a 1 second clip, then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us what the song title is and the artist and you'll win a grand.
And here is said clip. What do you think that is?
If you think you know what to do.
If you don't, sit down and have a beer.
I don't love songs with whistling in it.
That's because neither one of us can whistle.
That's correct.
You cannot whistle.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Oscar.
Oscar, you're caller 13.
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course.
We're dying to give you this $1,000 bill, and believe me, it's real. It's not fake. We didn't draw it.
Is it a $1,000 bill?
Sure, why not?
It's probably a check.
No.
I don't know.
Honestly,
I mean,
it's gonna have a really bad time trying to cash it. But.
Yeah, all right.
But tell us what this song is. Do you think you know? Don't tell us yet, but the name of the song and the artist, pray tell.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, here you go.
There were a lot of questions in there, too. I didn't understand.
All right, here you go. Good luck. What do you think that is?
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
I am sorry. Well, you said that with quite confidence.
It is not.
No, I'm sorry, man.
Isn't that funny? What it sounds like?
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of things. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, so between 5 and 6, it's up to $1,500.
Not bad. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7. We have $1,500 coming up a little bit later on this hour.
Yeah, for the 1 second of nonstop rock.
So that's coming up. Right now, I want to ask you if you have ever had, is the word reoccurring or recurring?
I believe it's recurring dreams.
Recurring dreams.
Yes.
You have those?
I do. I have one that's been running with me for years. It comes and goes, and it's all about a nice-looking dinner party suddenly blowing up.
What?
Everything explodes, and people are running for their lives. It's
a surprise.
The weird thing is it's exactly the same every time.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Same. All the details
are always the same. I know that if I ever see this place in real life, like we're walking.
You'll freak out?
We're out.
Yeah.
I'm going to run.
How often does that happen?
You know, it comes and goes. It'll be times it'll happen a few times a year, and then it'll go a couple years without happening, and then I'll have it a few times here and there.
I probably have the same dream once every 5 years, 6 years.
Dare I ask what it is?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Okay.
It's super bizarre.
Let's hear
it. All the details are always identical.
Isn't that weird?
That's what makes me think there's something wrong with me.
Well, you're either seeing into the future or there's something serious.
I don't think I'm seeing into the future. Wait till I tell you what it is.
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have recurring dreams.
Yeah.
Mine is that my dad and I are in Mexico.
Okay.
My dad, God rest his soul, and I are in Mexico, and we're fighting our way back into the U.S.
Fighting your way?
Yes.
Why fighting?
I don't know.
Like zombies?
No.
Just
the military is attacking us, and dad and I are behind a building.
Oh, they finally wised up to you.
Yes.
So it's guilt. You're like, well, they shouldn't let me back in the country.
Could be.
That's kind of weird.
And all of the details are the same.
Really?
The buildings always look the same.
Huh.
I don't know why there's just buildings and then the border.
Right. Well, you know.
But we're hiding behind the buildings and we're shooting. And I'm like, Dad, come on, let's go.
Were you ever in Mexico and having a hard time getting home?
No.
Or ever like in a situation
I've been having this dream for my entire life.
Really?
I don't remember how young it started.
Yeah.
But it's been happening for a long time. And it's also, it actually also makes a little bit of progress.
Oh, really? You're getting further into the dream.
So, like, the building that's always the same, part of it has been blown away because of the fight.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then the next time I go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that had been shot. And then we fight and we try to get back into the United States and...
Do you in the dream realize that it's a dream? Because like I often know that my dreams are dreams. I love playing with them, which sounds really weird.
I can alter them.
Yeah, I can do that usually.
You can alter them.
Yeah, I can kind of, not always, but there are times when
I figure
I'm not.
Yes, kind of
yes we were
power?
Just talking about that the other day. I am. But this one, the recurring one, I can't do anything about. It plays out as it plays out the same way every time.
I can't change it, but I am somewhat aware
that it's a dream,
that it's happening, and it's the same one again.
Right.
And why can't we ever fight our way back into the U.S.?
Right.
We never win.
Right.
We always start back behind the building again.
Does it end in a specific way? So
there's no ending.
No, there's no ending.
I never see if we make it.
Brains are weird.
How bizarre
things.
Is that?
Yeah, that's really weird.
So I have that dream like every 5 or 6 years for the rest of my, for my whole life.
Isn't there someone you know? Doesn't Allie, isn't she good?
She does, but she's not available right now.
Yeah, we should talk to her.
We'll do a dream interpreter.
How does she know how to do that kind of thing? I wonder.
I don't know.
I'm fairly good at it. I can,
but
like, people
scary.
Will tell me, and
well,
I can usually
ask.
Well,
so what
ask.
Is my dream?
Well, that's the thing. I'm so you never had a time when you and your dad were like trying to get somewhere.
No.
And so I don't know. That one is usually they'll be, oh yeah, you know. Or,
I mean, I've shot weapons, but my dad, he's never had a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he'd be a terrible wingman.
Right.
But so you've had recurring dreams.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. They're the same thing, pretty much the same details.
Right.
And somehow they come back to you in a cycle every 5 years, every 10 years, whatever.
Or whenever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what is it and why do you think that happens?
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are taking calls on You Have Recurring Dreams. KLOS, hello.
I sure do.
All right, what are the details?
Usually I'm driving, not necessarily fast or slow.
Mm-hmm.
But I start to lose control of the car, and I can't get my foot on the brake.
Is that right? Did you have an accident like that?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I have it like every maybe month or two.
Wow.
I don't know. I think it has to do, maybe it's like you were talking about analyzing your dreams.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to do like something that I feel is out of control right. in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I can't put my brake, can't get my foot on the brakes of life.
Interesting. Right.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks for calling. You know, and I think that's probably
he
kind
had
of
a recurring
LA
dream and a description, a solution.
Yeah. 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 Kind of an LA thing too, I bet. You know, have you ever had the dream where
driving?
You're in the back seat of the car and you can't control it and it's completely
no.
like trying to reach the steering
no,
wheel?
But I flipped a car and I have had a lot of dreams about
since
losing
that.
Control.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. But then you can point right back to something.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You have recurring dreams?
I do have a recurring dream.
All right. What is it?
Okay. So I have a recurring dream that I've been having for the past couple of months.
Okay.
That for some reason, I'm in a maze, and I keep going around in the same loop,
mm-hmm.
and I keep having to fight these weird animals, but it's like the same animal every time. And every time I kill it, but it never dies somehow.
Wow. Have you ever played a video game that reminded you of it, perchance?
No, I don't play any video games. Mm.
Did you ever fight an animal in real life?
I mean, I've like wrestled with dogs, but I don't really think that counts.
What's the animal in your dream?
Yeah.
It's like a scorpion, half scorpion, half lion.
Wow.
It's really
wow.
weird.
That's very England of you. That's,
wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome.
A
that's
half
very
scorpion,
revelation.
Half lion.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your scary story.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
I have a dream that I go on a cruise, on a huge cruise ship, and I go up to the deck, and I walk out, and we're cruising on the streets, like in neighborhoods.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, the ship goes, like, through a cul-de-sac and does, like, this wide U-turn to make the cul-de-sac, and I'm like, oh, my God, this ship doesn't even hit a house or a car or anything, and there's, like, cars parked on the road and everything.
Have you ever been on a crazy cruise, like, actually out on the ocean?
I've been on a lot of cruises, but nothing, you know,
oh, okay.
That's
crazy.
So weird.
Yeah.
Is there an ending to that dream, or does it never end?
I don't know.
You don't know. Hmm.
Who was that guy that Concordia that kind of crashed the ship and then took off?
Horrible.
Yeah, maybe it was him that was
in it. It didn't end like that.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Okay. Right on. Well, thank you for calling. Brain is a weird thing.
The brain is a weird thing.
Let's remove
some of ours.
Ours
worse than others. Hello, KLOS. You have recurring dreams?
I have lots of them, and I think it's one of the medications I take. I think that affects it. But
oh, really?
And mine is, I get it at least once a month. My family's over, and I don't want them to see my sex toys.
Okay, and?
And usually I'm, like, hiding them or, you know, I'm freaked out because they came over unexpectedly. And but usually I'm able to successfully hide them.
Is it the ones you actually have, or are they, like, super elaborate, like a swing and what have you?
Oh, I have, like, the basic ones. I've never had, like, anything.
No,
you know,
but in your dreams.
But, yeah, in your dream, is it the ones you actually have or supersized version? Yeah, they are. Even in your dream.
You don't have the jackhammer?
No.
Would you like to buy it? We have it on sale today. But thanks for calling. Hey, it's KLOS. You have recurring dreams?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $1,500 to give away.
I always like to see it ratchet up. Just go up and up and up.
Right now, for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
That was annoying.
Yes, it was.
All right, be caller 30.
It's like we're forcing people to leave. It's like we're daring people to listen. All right, we're going to play you 1 second of a song, and if you can identify it and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, you will win $1,500.
And here is said snippet. If you think you know what it is, now's the time to call. Good luck!
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Number 13.
Yes, it is. Yes, you are number 13.
That's a weird name. But what is your name?
Is that right?
Yes, you're caller 13. Do you have a name?
Yeah, it would be Richard.
Okay, Richard.
Welcome to it. Right now. All right, we're going to play this tiny little snippet. If you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, do you know how much money you're getting?
No, over $500.
$1,500.
Okay, sounds good, Sluggo.
And my pal, Kevin.
Yes.
This is my pal, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Hi.
Okay, I grew up with Sluggo. So.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Kevin.
No worries. All right.
All right, dude, here you go. Take a listen. What do you think that is?
No idea.
Damn it!
Take a guess.
Back in Black, AC/DC.
Back in Black!
Which
is that?
I don't know. I just have to.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Richard, thanks for playing along and listening all this time. That was nice of you.
Okay, and your show's maturing like a fine wine.
Right on.
Thanks, Richard.
Man. All right, so between 3 and 4 tomorrow, it's worth $2,000.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. That's it for us. If you would check out my podcast on YouTube, it is Great News with Kevin and Mike.
And coming up next, this fellow. Hi, fellow. How
Greg.
Are you?
Well, it's just Greg Beharrell here.
Greg Beharrell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't. That's nice to meet you. Were you naked in my office just a few minutes ago, perchance? Stu claims you were nude. Is that true? I hope it is. I got to check the cameras. He's not answering.
There's cameras?
He's nude.
No, I was in there having a little phone conversation. Thing that we used
with
to text.
Naked body?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's the best way to do it.
As is commonplace with us radio DJs. Strip the clothes, pick up the phone.
All right, Greg is wandering in next. I'm off to pet the kitty. We'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock!
Oh, I'm sorry, after all that whispering. It was on this day in rock in 1973 when Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon hit number one on the Billboard Albums chart. It only stayed there at the top for 1 week, but it went on to be on the charts for 880 non-consecutive weeks. It was on this day in rock in 1982 when the California State Assembly Consumer Protection Committee heard testimony from experts who claimed that if Stairway to Heaven was played backwards, it contained words like, I sing because I live with Satan. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were out in Hollywood on this day in rock in 1999, receiving their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.